Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, May 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 119 years ago today, in the year 1906, the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur, were granted United States patent number 821,393 for their flying machine. This groundbreaking invention laid the foundation for modern aviation, transforming human transportation and connecting the world in unprecedented ways. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with Nita waist-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2+ feet throughout the morning, providing good conditions. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 1 to 3 miles per hour, keeping things smooth for now. As the day progresses, the winds will shift to west-southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour, creating some bumps. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 16 seconds, and the onshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first low tide Thursday will be a 0.5 foot at noon a.m., with a 5-foot high tide at 6:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 69 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday features a mix of conditions. Friday starts with fair waves at 2 to 4 feet, deteriorating to choppy by afternoon with increasing winds. Saturday remains fair in the morning but shifts to choppy conditions later, with waist to chest high waves. Sunday offers clean conditions early with head high surf, transitioning to fair and choppy in the afternoon, maintaining solid wave heights. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 64 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:48, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:44. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog this morning, clearing by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies and a high near 66 with a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect more patchy fog and mostly cloudy skies, with a low of 59. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies through Memorial Day, with highs around 64 to 66. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows near 58 to 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, San Diego is now facing a lawsuit from homeowners who argue that the city's proposed trash and recycling fee violates state law. 5 residents filed the complaint, asking the court to declare the proposal invalid ahead of a June 9th hearing. Attorney Michael Aguirre stated, "The city has made a number of financial mistakes." The lawsuit claims Mayor Todd Gloria and the city council are arbitrarily imposing a tax instead of actual service costs, which could lead to residential property owners paying up to $48 monthly. Critics warn that failure to pay could result in foreclosure. Now on to sports. In a significant shakeup, Team Penske has parted ways with its top 3 IndyCar leaders following a qualifying scandal for the Indianapolis 500. Team President Tim Sindrick, Managing Director Ron Ruzuski, and General Manager Kyle Moyer are no longer with the organization after violations were discovered during tech inspections. Roger Penske expressed his commitment to integrity, apologizing to fans and partners for the organization's failures. The violations involved illegally altered parts, leading to penalties that include suspensions and starting positions for cars in the race. Industry voices, including rival owner Chip Ganassi, emphasized the importance of upholding sportsmanship in racing. In local sports, last night in Toronto, the Padres fell to the Blue Jays 14-0. Vasquez took the loss, conceding 6 runs over 4 2/3 innings. A pivotal moment came with Varsho's grand slam in the 8th, capping a 7-run inning. San Diego now holds a record of 27-21 and are on a 5-game losing streak. Tomorrow morning, the Friars battle the Blue Jays in Toronto for the final game of this 3-game series. Steph Colick takes the mound against Howden Francis. First pitch is at 10:07 under the dome. In top news, Bitcoin has surged to a new record, exceeding $109,500, driven by bullish momentum and a strengthening regulatory outlook for cryptocurrencies. As of around 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, Bitcoin was trading above $108,000, even amid rising bond yields and a declining broader market. The cryptocurrency has jumped more than 40% since early April, following President Trump's changes to tariff policies. Sean Farrell, head of digital asset strategy at Fundstrat, noted the market's shift to buy the dip mode. A stablecoin regulation bill recently advanced in the Senate, which could further boost Bitcoin's position. In business news, during a recent Microsoft Build session, the company's head of security for artificial intelligence accidentally exposed confidential information about Walmart's use of Microsoft's AI tools. This occurred after 2 former employees disrupted the event to protest against Microsoft's cloud contracts with the Israeli government. Despite the session being muted, security inadvertently switched to Microsoft Teams, revealing internal communications that highlighted Walmart's enthusiasm for Microsoft's Entra and AI Gateway services. The protest reflects ongoing tensions regarding Microsoft's involvement in the conflict in Palestine, as activists continue to challenge the company's practices. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 1% to about $108,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just under $26. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 2% to 16 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. The exciting possibility of reversing damage to the lungs and heart is drawing closer as scientists make remarkable strides in regenerative medicine. After decades of challenges, the Scripps Research Institute in La Jolla, California, is developing techniques to stimulate the body's own stem cells to repair crucial organs. Their groundbreaking methods have shown promise in lab settings, restoring dead tissue in various species in humans. As Pete Schultz, CEO of Scripps, states, "We have the potential in the next 2 to 3 years to show we can reverse lung damage and heart damage. This could fundamentally change disease treatment and improve countless lives." Entertainment news. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, is a huge mess, but it's also a fun mess. The film suffers from solemnity overload, drowning viewers in heavy montages and voiceovers about Ethan Hunt's sacrifices. However, it eventually transitions into thrilling action, showcasing impressive sequences, including a remarkable submarine scene and a breathtaking stunt with Tom Cruise hanging from a plane. While the movie grapples with its identity and past callbacks, it manages to entertain. Ultimately, it appears that Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie reclaimed their vision, creating a captivating, if flawed, addition to the franchise. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.